Well, hello everyone. Welcome to The Scoop on Elderly Care. This is a place where we like to learn, laugh, and share everything elder related. We are a non-scripted show, so you might hear some bleeps and blunders, but that's okay. We're just going to roll with it. Most importantly, we like to keep an open mind when it comes to connecting with other generations. Bridging the gap between other generations has always been our main objective, and being able to laugh while we do it is what we seek to provide here and broaden that bridge. So the concept is to provide and share helpful information to our listeners, those receiving care, and families interested in care services. We hope you enjoy today's information session. And for some of you who have not had the opportunity to hear one of our previous podcasts or videos, I want to introduce to some and to present to others the one and only Trista Brody. She is a great resource, and she's a reoccurring guest because she has a lot of knowledge. Trista has been a social worker for years, also a caseworker. She also teaches social work at a local university, but another great thing, and she's a mother of a beautiful pet that we hear right now. Welcome to Prime Time Live, folks. Prime Time Live. So last time we talked with you, Trista, you gave us some helpful tips and information about not being scammed or worked over when it comes to getting insurance and things like that. Tell us a little bit more. Now that it's open enrollment season, this is a great time.
Yes, and thank you. My lovely fur child. Absolutely. Open enrollment began October 15th this month. A few weeks ago. Gosh, it just seems like the month just came and it's literally over already.
This year's gone by really quick.
It started October 15th. It's pretty normal, common every time of the year around October 15th, and it lasts through December the 7th. So you have until December 7th to make any changes. This is the prime time, if you're not satisfied with your coverage, to make changes without penalty. And so it's very short and sweet and simple. Other than call me so I can help you. But also, you should have gotten something again in the mail. And my client, actually, I love her. She let me use it because, of course, a lot of them don't have email. Right. And they're not set up in the Medicare system because, you know, everything's going virtual and digital. But she still got hers in the mail, the Medicare and you, and this is the 2021 version. So any changes you make between now and December will go for January 1 for next year, for 2021. So you should have gotten this. There's another, they send like an annual notice of change. So if you want to again make those changes, you can. This has a wealth of knowledge in it. So it helps, especially with our seniors, but I know you probably can, there's probably a digital version for like our caregivers and maybe our adult children, but it has a wealth of knowledge. I utilize State Health Insurance Assistance Program, which we call SHIP here. We love acronyms in healthcare, but SHIP is a great free resource that we use to help our Medicare eligible recipients and clients get the best coverage. Now, like I told in our last podcast, everybody's plan is going to be different. You're going to be on the different medicines because you're going to need a prescription drug plan. Everybody's different. There's no cookie cutter. So please don't think, oh, Sister Susie has it, so I'm going to get what she has. Sister Susie's situation is going to be different from yours. You may not need as much than she does, and she may not need as much as you need. So everything is tailored to that person. So you should get this by now. You should have gotten it way before October 15th.
I got mine in the mail.
Oh yeah. You get that. And it's like I said, I love tangible stuff, especially, I mean, I'm 36, almost 37, and I love to be able to sit and flip and read and go over a lot of the programs that we just may not know about. But the biggest thing is to review your plan. If you're not happy with it, if a lot of people sometimes are like, look, I can't keep paying all this, you know, this money that's coming out for my medicine or for my premium. Again, we can sit down and we can look at that and see what's going to work best for you and your budget. And then again, drug plans, because you're going to need something again based on how much, you know, your medicine that you're on. So,
and is that where the insurance companies come in?
Yes, yes. Okay. I utilize Medicare.gov, or I use again SHIP, yep, or again Medicare. I call the 1-800 number, and they just really walk. They're great people there that's standing by waiting for you to just have all your medicine there. You right. Let them know what you're on, and based on what you're on, they will give you the right plan that will, you know, again, get you the best benefit. So it's pretty simple. Just look it over. It can be very foreign, even for us, and we work in it. Again, I'm available. I love, like I said, I call Medicare.gov. I tell people, yeah, I go to the source. Go to the source. And if I have
that's key with elderly people, go to the source instead of, you know, an insurance carrier, because right, they are going to, of course, try to sell you product that you may or may not need. So
I'm afraid so. Like I said, I will be the first to say that I have put my faith in them at times, and unfortunately, it has not worked out for the benefit of that client. So I go now, definitely, you live and you learn. Yep. I go straight to Medicare.gov or Medicare, the 1-800 Medicare number, and they walk me through it. Again, this is something that if you're not happy with it, or if you just want to keep it, now if you don't have to make any changes, if you're happy, you can keep it the same. It'll stay the same. You wouldn't have to do anything. But in the biggest scheme of it, know that you have rights during this time to change if you're not happy. You do not have to stick with it. This is the perfect time for those who are in those Medicare Advantage plans that won't cover certain things. You can opt back into your Medicare without any penalty.
That's the 80-20 rule. You know, exactly. They pay 80%, you pay 20 of the balance.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to me, you know, again, that's just, to me, going to be safer, especially with our, again, our aging. As they get older, they do need more. They need more care, more services.
Right.
So it really just depends on the person. And again, give us a call. We'll be happy to sit down with you and your family and get it worked out.
Right. Right. And how would we get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You call us at our office, 919-585-1491.
Okay. And what, is there any kind of paperwork or information that they need to have in front of them before they call?
Just mainly, I always tell them to have their Medicare card. You should have gotten the new one. Your Medicare card. And of course, a list or your medicines, because again, we're going to need to know what you're on as far as your medication.
Okay. And I'm going to spring something here on you that I didn't tell you I was going to ask you about. But so I just have a new client, right? Uh-huh. And they are a Medicaid client. So they were trying to get in touch with the state Medicaid in order to, you know, get that final approval and everything. But a day after the information was sent to the state, they get a phone call from somebody saying that they were from the state. But we both know it does not work that fast. Mm-hmm. It is not going to be open.
No.
Saying that they were approved for Medicaid services. Right. I told them to go back and check, because it was probably one of those Medicaid Advantage plans trying to sneak in there on you.
Yes.
So did I give them the right information?
Absolutely. Okay. Because what I try to tell families is that one thing about our what I say government, local and federal, they send out mail.
Right.
You gotta get it in the mail. Mm-hmm. They rarely make phone calls simply because they have to talk to so many people. They would be on the phone forever. So I've gotten them where they've called during the holidays saying that they're Social Security or Medicare. They're not even open. It's a federal holiday. They're not open. don't believe it. I always joke. I said, if their dialect is very strong and you hear like a warehouse they're in, more than likely that is not Medicare or Social Security. So you're going to get something in the mail. They're going to give you something that you can actually look over and read. So they're not just calling and talking to you. They're sending stuff via mail or via email. You'll get something tangible in writing.
Right. And if it was a call, would it be like from their local caseworker, somebody that they know already?
Yes, you would definitely know that they're from the county. You know, they'll let you know, hey, I'm from, you know, Halifax County Department of Social Services. Again, they're going to call you, but they're also going to follow up. You're going to get something in writing. Don't always, you know, I always tell them, be very mindful of giving out your information over the phone. You know, I have some of them that are good, and I have some of them who will just rattle it off because they're like, well, I didn't want to not do it and be disqualified. I said, they can't disqualify you. Trust me. You qualify. But well, I tell you,
because I think that's how the other guy felt. Is there a situation, would there ever be a situation where you have a certain amount of time to respond back through a local agency or something before you get disqualified?
Absolutely. Again, that's the whole reason for the paperwork. So they're going to send you something and they're going to probably give you a deadline. That deadline is always written on that paperwork. And even then, they always say, if you need more time, give them a call and they will give you more time. So I always tell them, you know, they're legit if they're not rushing you to make a decision right then and there.
That's good.
Again, that's really good. You know, everything's in writing. They got to give you time because I just had a case today where, you know, they needed the application. Now, granted, I could do it over the computer within 30 minutes, but again, they would have to give that person ample time to take care of the matter. And it's always, like I said, again, you're going to have paperwork. You're going to have paperwork that follows that. They're going to call and say, hey, I'm sending you a packet. You know, look over it. It's going to have all my information. And you'll know it's from a reputable agency, governmental agency. And again, they're not going to be pressed to get you to do it right then and there. They're going to help you, walk you through it. They should take time with you. Like anybody, you know, working in this, you know, they'll take their time and help you understand what's going on.
Right. That's important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And also one of the good things about having like someone like you or working with someone like me is that, especially you have a lot of contacts in social services offices all over, you know, the state, basically.
right. And that's my prayer. We're a team.
Exactly. And so I was able to get it on the phone or email the lady who's over the local CAPD, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, nope, wasn't us. There's no way you're going to call us today and we're going to have an answer tomorrow.
Right.
It's like it usually takes 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. And they'll tell you off the gate that they have a certain amount of X amount of time. Right. And that's to help not only them, but again, help the client. Because sometimes you have to, you know, again, gather a list of your medicines. So many of them may not have gone to the doctor. And I have to always encourage them, please, if you don't do anything but make your yearly physical, get a list. Now they're getting so where they're printing out everything for you. So everything is going to be tangible. So I'm grateful that they give us that time. And I'm always, like I said, talking with them. So when they try to, again, pull that, I'm like, I know they're not working. They literally called like on Labor Day. And I'm like, well, that wasn't them, exactly. Because they're not even open. They're not open. So we know that's not them.
Is there anything, like, say, for example, if someone had Medicare and say that their income situation has changed over the past year or is going to change next year, if they wanted to apply for Medicaid or anything, would now be the time to do it? Or
absolutely. It's never, I've had people say that they have to wait, and I'm like, never. You always apply, because again, it won't hurt. I have some who may qualify for one part and may not qualify for another, but you won't know unless you apply.
And off the top of your head, you may not know it. Off the top of your head, do you know what that threshold is? Because some people may know what their income is, but they're not sure of the threshold.
for private living, I believe, and like I said, not off the top of my head, but I know that private living, you can't make over $1,200
A month.
a month. And again, that's gross. So even if you have some money taken out, like your premium is being taken out, your overall gross is what they look at. They look at your gross
Okay.
income.
And private living is like in your home or in a facility, in a home.
In home, if you're living in your private residence, and again, it's a little different. You can make a little bit more if you're in a facility like an assisted living, or a skilled nursing. So it again is, case by case, and what your, again, your income and your assets, what assets
Right. And to apply for either one of those, the Medicare is medicare.gov. Medicaid would be at on your local DHHS website, right?
yes, that's correct.
It'd probably be easier just to call someone. I know they have an online form you can print or download and fill out, but it's probably going to be easier to just get in touch, find out who your caseworker would be, and actually build a relationship so you'll
I
have
know.
a contact
Absolutely.
person.
Absolutely. They're doing them now over the phone. So you can
Oh,
definitely,
that's right.
somebody on standby now due to COVID, they are doing a lot over the phone. And of course, online, if you do it over the, it's much quicker to do it via the internet. But again, our population, I have some that don't have email. They don't have,
Right, right,
access to computers. So,
right.
I'm able to do that, and then I work, like I said, very closely with the Department of Social Services and those intake workers who take the applications over the phone.
Right. And so what we're going to do is we're going to make sure, of course, to put all of your information on out there so people can get in touch with you. Also,
Absolutely.
try to get a list of local DHHS offices around the state, or at least central North Carolina, and the Medicare.gov link as well, and their toll-free number. But that's a whole lot of work. And for those of you, and I don't think I've ever said this, it's a whole lot of work. And you can do it on your own. But one of the things that's great about TruCare Solutions and Trista is that she does all that paperwork for you. She gets the forms, fills them out, submits them, talks to the caseworker. She does all that for you. So you don't even have to be bothered with that. Because a lot of people don't, they may have a primary family caregiver, but they're out of state or out of town, or they're too busy, or maybe they don't even want to deal with the social services or anything, because that can be challenging as well. So this is what Trista does. She's done it for decades. Oh, I'm aging you there, but
Look, I have a birthday coming up. I do definitely. I'm feeling it. Feeling
this
it.
is what she does, folks. This is what, and she is good at what she does. She's good. I
Great.
always call on her when clients have issues and problems, and she always comes through every time. So, Trista, thank you so much for
Thank
spending some more time with me. I look forward to our next chat.
you.
Always look forward to talking with you.
I enjoy it, and you, I appreciate you always, keeping me in the loop. And like I said, if I can be of any help, again, call our office, 919-585-1491. I will answer the phone. I had a family ask me, now if I call back, would I get you? Of course, you're gonna get me on the phone. And I'm gonna help you. And I always tell people, leave the guesswork to me. Let me do
Oh,
all the
that's
work.
good.
And then
That's
that
good.
way you can have that peace of mind, because it is a terrible thing to waste if you have someone that can help you.
Yeah, because I know the social services application, I think, can be like up to 20 something pages long, something like that. So that's a lot. That is a
They're
lot.
trying. They definitely have condensed it quite a bit. But again, like I tell people, it's layers to all of this, different layers for different. And again, everybody's different, so it just depends on that particular person and what they have going on.
Right. Well, thank you for being with us. Thank everyone else for tuning in and listening to today's show. And we truly hope that we enjoyed it. If there's any topic that you're wanting more information on, please let us know. If there's something in specific, specifically that you want Trista to deal with as it concerns paperwork, insurance, social services, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, all the above? Please just send us the questions. You can inbox us on Facebook. You can also contact us through our webpage, which is unconditionalcarenow.com. Our Facebook page is Unconditional Care. You can also check us out on, I think Assistant has a Pinterest page now. We're moving on up. Pinterest. And we also have a missing one. It's not Twitter. We have Facebook, Pinterest, and another social, Instagram. That's it, Instagram. So check us out there, guys. And Trista, thank you again. I look forward to our next talk.
Thank you so much. Thank you again. I'm looking forward to it as well.